This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
It's 28 minutes to 6. My name is Dylan Adler. I am doing the fill-in for the Chappelle Show while Shannon's taking some much-needed time off. And right now I am sitting across from two members of the Polo Club. Now, these guys have shared the stage with hip-hop greats like Ghostface Killah, Big Boi. They've performed at Parklife, Good Vibes. And from July through to August, Polo Club will be ripping up the East Coast with their electro-influenced hip-hop style, which you are going to hear a little bit later on. Cam Gully Chaps and MC Dill Thomas, welcome back to Joy 94.9.
G'day, g'day.
Great to be here.
Now, how excited are you for this tour?
Oh, I'm just jumping out of my skin.
I can tell right now.
Now, tour's like the best thing about doing music, apart from making it. I love tour. Can't wait.
Get out of
seven shows and get out of the city. It's going to be good.
Absolutely. Now, you're based in Melbourne. Do you think Melbourne hip-hop artists are different, say, to, guess, like Sydney counterparts?
What would you say? I just say, I don't know, it's pretty diverse in Melbourne. There's lots of different styles, not to say that there isn't in Sydney or Brisbane, but there seems to be a big wealth of underground hip-hop sort of here that spreads across all different vibes and subgenres of hip-hop, I suppose, but that's what makes Melbourne different, I reckon, like in the hip-hop scene. But I mean, it's not to say that there's not clubby stuff in Sydney. And
just have a go at Sydney, all right?
Yeah.
You know you want to.
I don't know, Melbourne does have something special about it though, but that's not just hip-hop, like any type of, any style of music.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that Melbourne definitely has like such a diverse range in different styles. Cam, do you think that there is much of a difference like with sounds or like, I guess what people are saying, like from Sydney, Brisbane to Melbourne?
There is a certain tone to MCs in Sydney that does sound a little bit different. The groups them a kind of bit together, but again, I think it's pretty diverse, especially in the last 3 years. It's really branched out. It used to be pretty straight and staunch, and now it's kind of everyone's doing something different, whether it is still kind of, you know, your 90s type stuff or your modern electronic stuff like us, I guess. It's
very true. Look, Polo Club has had some pretty insane shows. What would you say was the standout show to date or the standout gig to date?
One of the memories that stick out for me for the best show that we've ever done was at a festival called The Hills Are Alive, and that was probably it was the second year that it was running. And it was just crazy. It was just fun. Everybody loved it. We had a ball and the sound was good, and yeah, it was just sick. But that's when me and Cam, it was just the whole band was just me and Cam. It's now a four piece, so the other guys in the band, if they were here, I'm sure they'd have a different
because Cam, you're the producer, you mix all these those rocking beats that we hear,
like, slog away.
How did you get into, I guess, the producing side of making a track?
I've just been doing it forever, and I did audio engineering and stuff like that sort of thing, but since you know, start of high school, and always had software and, you know, big libraries of samples, and always digging for records, and just
nice,
built over time pretty much. And
so how did you guys form Polo Club? Like,
well, me and Cam actually grew up in the same town in South Gippsland, a town called Leongatha.
Can I just interject for one moment? Everyone I know seems to be from Gippsland. You know that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? I can play 6 degrees of Gippsland. It's insane. So met in Leongatha.
No matter what party I'm at or whatever, there's someone from near there.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. It's strange. But yeah, we both grew up in a town called Leongatha. Like, both our families still live back there. But Cam's a couple of years older than me, and I didn't really know him at school or anything. But I sort of I sort of knew he played music and knew of him and stuff. And I used to play in another band years ago who was getting gigs pretty regularly down here. And Cam would have come along to every now and then gigs, and I'd just see him out. And we sort of just, he said, come around and listen to
some
beats.
Drop some tracks, man.
Yes. Check out this beat.
And we didn't consciously go, oh, we're going to make an album or anything when we started working together. We just, I liked what Cam was doing. He liked what I was doing. So we just rolled with it, and here we are, yeah. 6 years later, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're not counting.
Oh, I don't think you can count a situation like this. It's just, you know, you just want to enjoy and savor it for what
that's
is.
That's it.
Now, what can we expect from the new EP and the tour?
Energy, I guess, is a...
Well, all of your... Everything you do has such a high level of energy in there.
I think it's the influence from the mad drummer that we acquired.
Yes, yes.
And now that we're a four-piece, it's not just... me standing behind the decks and Dylan running around the front. It's kind of a full unit.
Yeah.
And you kind of had to tailor the songs to kind of suit that sort of vibe, I think. So,
yep.
So you'll definitely see some good times, party times on tour. So if you're around, come and check it out.
Now, you're going to be playing on Thursday, the 11th of July at Fitzroy Town Hall, and again on Friday, the 19th of July at the Workers Club.
Yep.
So, like, you can't... Both of those venues are sick places to go. So if anyone is listening and you don't go, you're a damn fool.
Damn fool!
A damn fool! Now, I just like to know for my own, because I'm nosy, what's in your playlist right now, like for your own personal tracks are you listening to?
I'm waiting for the new Pusha T album. Something shocking. The mixtape has just been on rotation. It's just like,
yep.
It's this new world of where mixtapes are better than albums. It's just
kinda, it is crazy. Like, lots of hip hop artists from the States and even from Australia are dropping full albums that are like full production, like high end production, but giving it away for free and just calling it a mixtape. It's not the original way a mixtape's done, but it's still sick.
That's like, why our EP's for free too.
Yeah.
On Monday.
That drops
Facebook,
on Monday for
Polo
free.
Club. Check it out. For free.
Well, we do have the Polo Club Facebook on the Chappelle Show's Facebook at the moment, because we've been promoing the hell out of this. Now, one final question before I send you back out into the frigid cold. What's the best... what's a festival or city that you'd love to play in?
New York, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to play in NY. I would love to play. I know it's a long shot. Coachella.
Oh.
You've got to be able to dream.
You've got to have a dream.
That's absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
New York. I'd love to go over to New York and do some shows, like even if they're in the basements of someone's house. It's just awesome over there. And it's just sick.
Well, hey, I'm going to kick off with your track, Alive for Tonight. It's the title track from the EP. You can definitely check these guys out on Facebook. They're on the Chappelle page, but if you want to have a look, just type in The Polo Club and get into this. This song is called Alive for Tonight, and you're listening to Joy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.